20s called the 43 Club, which is run by a woman called Kate Merrick. And she was this real kind of like notorious person in that time. She was a real kind of like, you know, I think the implicate.
Are you suggesting that?
I think she was a bit, yeah, it was a brothel. And she, you know, like dealt in liquor and all of this stuff. So she was quite, there were so many colourful characters, is what I'm trying to say. So this is a very interesting and historic street. Okay, right, back to Chinese food. Let's go over here. The reason why this is such a, and it's very popular, you see it a lot in Hong Kong and in Guangdong, this food, you know, you'll have these kind of stalls and shops everywhere. And the reason is because in China, most people do not have ovens, they only have hob. And so people can't really cook big chunks of meat at home, they would only be able to cut them up and stir fry it. And so there's been a tradition in Guangdong for many years of shops having professional ovens, and they will cook the meat and you can buy it and take it home. So it's kind of like a takeaway basically. And you buy these meats and they would chop them up, usually on the bone for you, and then you would go home and you would make some rice, plain rice, and cook some vegetables and some tofu and maybe some other dishes. So it's like a kind of way. So dim sum, the word dim sum means dim sum is actually, I think it means dim sum, the words mean dim sum. In Chinese Mandarin we call it yum cha, which is what that means is to drink tea. So actually the whole process of dim sum, it developed around drinking tea, and it's also a very morning specific meal. Actually, traditionally in China,
Sunday morning, or is it a specific day or
no? No, it could be all day during the week, but traditionally families will get together at the weekends and they will, you know, get together in big groups and go for dim sum. But in China, most dim sum places will actually close after about 2 o'clock, so they're not open in the afternoon.
Stupid question. Yeah. Do they actually have weekends in China?
Well, that's not a stupid question. Some people will, but a lot won't.
Really? So they just work 7 days a week?
Well, all shops are open 7 days a week.
Well, like 6 days a week.
I didn't notice that there was like no